This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this afternoon's Q&A program. Well, it's the last part of it that will take us right until 5 to 4 this afternoon. Mufti Saab, our question right now, this person wants to know, what is the reward of your first salah once we enter into the month of Ramadan, as well as the reward of Nafil and Sunnah?
Remember, there is Muda'afatul Makan and Muda'afatul Zaman, that sometimes you are in a certain place, the reward will be much more. In Makkah Mukarramah 100,000, there in Majlis Nabawi 50,000, and then there you must remember in Aqsa Mubarak 25,000 or 1,000 according to the authentic hadith. So all this is there. So likewise with Ramadan, so we do the nafil action, you get the reward of a farz action, you do a voluntary action, you get and receive the reward. You must remember for compulsory action, and the compulsory action is multiplied times 70. Read the hadith, the first one there of Hazrat Shaykh Rahimahullah's work. Every home should be reading it now and having a copy. The Fadail Ramadan, the hadith of Salman radiallahu anh, on the last day Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave advice of Shaban, and the hadith is mentioned in Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah. One day I was in Medina Munawwara, and it was like this, just 1-2 days left for Ramadan, and it was a Friday. Sheikh Huzaifi, he read the whole hadith in the mimbar, from the mimbar on a Jummah khutbah. So you must, many years ago this was, so anyway you must remember that your reward will be much much more. But likewise we need to know what is the meaning of Ramadan. Sometimes people only ask what is the reward, but know what is the meaning of Ramadan. Tahriqu zunub, to burn our sins and incinerate. So fasting is not only from abstaining, refraining from eating, drinking, husband-wife relationship. That our eyes, we need to guard our gaze, our ears, our tongue, our everything. We must say self-discipline we have to learn, all for the love of Almighty Allah. That is fasting. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. The people who possess through iman, they intensely in love with Allah. Look at our Islamic months. Subhanallah, 1-2 days time. So Ramadan will start, inshallah al-Aziz. First 20 days, no eating, no drinking, and so forth. No husband-wife relationship during the fasting time, fasting hours. Last 10 days, Ya Allah, I love my wife, my children, my shop, my job, but I love you more. I go to the masjid. Day and night, I'm in the mosque, itikaf. This is not for everybody, for few people, the men. So remember, and the love is enhanced now, in increasing. Then the moon, the crescent, for Eidul Fitr, for Shawwal is cited. A new season starts. Al-Hajj Ashurum Ma'alumat. Ya Allah, my heart is saturated with your love. Ya Allah, now I'm coming for Hajj. My clothing is secondary. My hair is secondary. My socks and shoes are secondary. Your love is supreme. Ya Allah, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. The slogan of the lover. So look at your fasting, but look at your Taraweeh, look at your Etikaf, and reflect over your Umrah, Hajj, Medina Munawwara. Everything to do with love is Harul Mahabba, to display our love for Almighty Allah and Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Mufti Sahib, what is the meaning of Taraweeh or Tarweeha?
Remember, Taraweeh, Tarweeha means to relax. Therefore, these hafizes and imams, we had a nice program, mashallah, on Thursday with Maulana Zahid Khan, and we've repeated it already 2-3 times. So anybody wants the podcast, for the special advices, just send me a message, 071 and 888-1184. And today I sent out whoever wants to join our WhatsApp group, you can join in group 4. So 071-888-1184. So you join there. Whatever we send out daily, you'll get something, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. Tomorrow we're starting our Ramadan series. Allah Ta'ala reward our Mawlana Ahmad Dokrat. I told him that just send me everything. Yesterday I sent out 2 28, 29th of Shaban, and today 30, because I want to start that, because people, I know tomorrow night many places they'll announce is Ramadan, so we have to educate them before time. What what du'as to read, what occurred on the first of Ramadan, how should you make your suhoor, taraweeh, many issues. So therefore that will start. So you want all this here, so just send me WhatsApp and say group, group 4, then we'll send you the details and then you link up inshallah. So each one of us should know taraweeh. Taraweeh means to pause, aram aram, say dire dire, aista aista. Now today, yeah, in lands, other place, you ask the youngster 3 questions. Baji, bhai, where are you sitting for itikaf? I said, sit there. I said, why? He said, the chows are very nice. That you don't understand, you foreigners, chows are the istila, our South African terminology. The food is very nice. We have a big party, a big jol there we're having. They say itikaf, but it's a big party, you see. You ask the youngster, even the baji, where are you reading taraweeh? He said, there, by Hafiz Ferrari, Karisa Bugini, and that. He bullets it. I say, Baji, he bullets it, but what happened to your salat? While he is already finishing his second sajda, you never finish your first sajda. So that is not taraweeh. We're playing fools. If somebody has to come to you and tell you you're a big crook, how much offense you will take, you will want to fight and argue, maybe sue that person. Habibuna rahmatul lil alamin Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this person aswa usariq, the worst crook, who is stealing in salat, in his ruku and sajda, and you ladies also. So the way the ladies, they only have to read 20 rakats, they can read in fours, but the 20 rakats they will finish in 10-12 minutes. Some ladies up down, kiss the ground, bang bang, and then after that sit by the TV or sit there on the phone, and to many kabulche, I kala huki di, and that one huki do, and this one, and this, and all that. I koro karine huk, I spoke a little bit Gujarati, Mehman, and all that. So, all unnecessary panchat and useless talk, and just fly through the taraweeh. That is not taraweeh. Taraweeh is, you see in the haram, the 100% you must give them due for that. How they read the taraweeh, beautiful, aram, aram, say. If any one of you, now you took me to another thing, Afsab. Okay. If any one of you can procure and get the CDs of the 90s, so Allah's fadl, we were there all those, so you must remember, that time, Sheikh Shuraim, Sheikh Saud Shuraim, Sheikh Sudais were in their prime. And know all this business of other readers. 10 rakats they used to make, and then 10 rakats at night, last 10 nights with the witr they used to make alone, this, 2 of them. So I used to tell my wife, this is the Seen and Sheen show, the Shuraim and the Sudais show. That was the best taraweeh in the world you could hear in the 90s. Nowadays they got this reader, or a teacher, like you understand. So you must remember this type of things. But that taraweeh in the 90s, subhanallah, they'll blow your mind if you could listen to it. So what the crowd, 2 million people and what and what. So Allah Ta'ala protect the Haramain, Allah Ta'ala protect Masjidul Aqsa and so forth. Wherever we are, don't go to the fastest masjid. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you're the biggest crook. You don't make even one time Subhana Rabbil Azim, not even one time Subhana Rabbil A'la, and just up, down, skopskit and donor, quick, quick, we out. Remember, taraweeh is not a Formula One race. Taraweeh is to show our love for Almighty Allah, our love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, man sama Ramadana imanan wahtisaba, whoever kept the fast during Ramadan, the 29-30 days, internally with iman, wahtisaba, externally displaying the love and expecting optimum reward, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambi, then his previous sins are forgiven. Wa man qama ramadana, whoever stood for taraweeh, and taraweeh is 20 rakats, there's no such thing as 8 rakats, 10 rakats, all 4 schools, remember that, we condemn that, we're kain and mankan, all this 8, 10 rakats, but there's nothing like that in Sharia. So you must remember it is 20 rakats according to all four schools. So remember, وَمَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا. Iman internally and externally with love, zeal, enthusiasm, and remember expecting maximum reward. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ. Yes, you musafir, you ill or something, then it's different. But all these loopholes that we're looking for, that definitely is not permissible in Islam.
Mufti Sahib, this lady or the wife works from home and the husband expects her to pay the household expenses. Please comment on this, Mufti Sahib.
The husband is sitting on his laurels and thinking of Hadi. Ask him what he's doing. Whole day he's watching TV, whole day playing with the phone and this and all this. You must not give him a cent. Tell him, get off that lazy boy and go and work. Don't sit here. And anything you spend on the wife or on yourself, you spend on the children, you spend on the house, mark the water, lights, expenses, make a big list. Tell him, you, this is a loan, you have to pay this back to me. And you die, then I deduct all that from the inheritance. So that is what you must do. You must remember, Islam has given you rights far earlier than all these kuffar systems and so forth. Sitting there and getting fat and eating peanuts. So you must remember this type of things there. So they must get off their laurels and go start working and all that. Islam made the husband the breadwinner, and the wife and the children, all the expenses must be paid by the husband. Not the other way around. That is qalb-e mawdu, upside down. The wife is working and the husband is sitting at home. Baila. You know we say baila. So like the woman, so you must remember this. So sitting at home there and all this. Haram, that is not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible for the ladies to follow the Taraweeh from the masjid through the Bilal receivers?
Oh, then you won't have no imams left. You must remember that. So everybody there in Makkah one day, your leg story is not a story. So that Khala told me, ke imam sab to bo haru parej. So I said, ji Khala, bo haru parej. So I said, wo karwano? He said, no, Haram Sharif mein bo motu crowd che, the crowd is very big. So I'll just switch on my TV and all these things there, and I'll just follow the imam from the TV. So I said, Khala, pachi tawaf, maybe I fridge che na, just put one black cloth around it, ne fridge ne round karwanu tawaf. You understand? What then, what people want to do today? Everything, some loophole, some shortcut, make a mockery of it. Now the imam is 5 kilos, 10 kilometers away. You got the receiver, Bilal receiver there. We will broadcast Taraweeh, inshallah, from the Mountain Rise Masjid there in Pietermaritzburg, Moha Bamji and the students and them, mashallah. So you can hear it. You say, chalo, let me just follow this Taraweeh. It's not permissible. So all this is haram and not permissible. For you ladies, read Taraweeh at home, and if you can't manage reading 10 times, then read it in fours. So you read four and then you make salam. That is permissible, but after two rakats you must sit and then you stand up to the third rakat. This is permissible according to Hanafis only. So you ladies especially, instead of reading in sets of two, you can read it in sets of four. So in that way it's acceptable, permissible.
Mufti Sahib, which surahs are to be read after Maghrib and also after Isha?
So you must remember after Maghrib and see the beauty of Islam. Islam's kalima, La ilaha illallah. There is no deity, none worthy of worship at all, illallah. First negation, then affirmation. So when we read sunnats of Fajr, because the day is starting, the sunnats, first we read Kul Ya Kafirun. So we say, Lakum Deenukum Waliyadeen. For you is your religion, for me my religion. So first we have negation, then affirmation. Nighttime started, the sunnats of Maghrib, so we read that, mashallah, Kul Ya Al Kafirun and Kul Wallah in the sunnats of Maghrib. And witr time and so forth after Isha, Sabbih Isma Rabbikal A'la, first rakat, second rakat, Kul Ya Al Kafirun, third rakat, Kul Wallah. That is, if you know this, otherwise any surah. In the sunnats of Isha, any surah you can read, there's no problem with that.
Mufti Sahib, what has more merit, giving sadaqah or giving lillah?
So you must remember, first thing you must worry about is your zakat. That is compulsory. Lillah sadaqah is voluntary. So always make sure our zakat is up to date. Today people say, something got stolen, this got stolen. First thing asked, is our zakat paid? Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hassinu amwalakum bis zakat. Protect your wealth and your assets by the payment of zakat. Remember that. So in that way, the hadith in the Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood, Lillah is better because people can use it for anything. They can use it for masjid. The rich people can use it. Poor people can use it. Muslim, non-Muslim. Sadaqah normally is associated with poor people. So therefore, we will say Lillah will be much more reward compared to sadaqah.
Mufti Saab, the dua, Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun, when can one start reciting that dua?
It's a misconception in the ummah that we must wait for Ramadan, or we must wait for Laylatul Qadr, or 27 night, or the last 10 nights. Even now you must read it. So you must remember Friday dua, after Asr is dua accepted, tomorrow 3-4 o'clock in the morning. So we will start inshallah Amon Arafat, and then we'll start 4 o'clock, I'll come down 5:15 inshallah. So I want to read it that time there, you want to read it, totally permissible and encouraged. So it don't mean it's only for Ramadan or the night of majesty and destiny. Hadith is authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, forgive me. And we read fa'afu anna, forgive us. So we make collective, so everybody is included.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to use salt water and gargle during fasting as this person has bleeding gums?
So you must remember, my brother, if you really have a problem and you want to use salt water or whatever, then keep your mouth facing down and then you gargle your mouth and you ensure everything you're spitting out. Nothing is going to go down. If anything goes down, all be it inadvertently by mistake, then also the fast will be broken and qaza will be compulsory. Likewise, adding to that, many people ask this question that they want to wake up 7, 8, 9 o'clock and then before they go to shop or job or wherever, then they want to brush their teeth with toothpaste. So remember, that also not permissible. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, la khalufu famisaimi atyabu indallahi min rihil misk. So remember that for the fasting person, that odor that comes out is more beloved by Allah than the fragrance of musk. Authentic hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So you must remember, and by mistake if the toothpaste goes down, the fast is broken, qada is compulsory. Likewise, you must remember, we must use miswak, male and female, morning, afternoon, evening, totally permissible, Hanafi, Shafi, everybody. The Shafi book, some say after zawal is makruh, but that's not the fatwa. You must remember, fatwa they gave that it is permissible, and the dalils are very strong. Even Allama Nawawi accepted that. In Tirmidhi Sharif, that is mentioned, is permissible also.
Mufti Sahib, this person requests for a dua to read to become a mentally strong-minded person and also for strength in body.
MashaAllah, read Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu. And if you're lacking confidence, then read Anni Maghloobun Fantasir, chapter 54, verse number 10. So inshaAllah, Almighty Allah will make you strong, physically, mentally, spiritually, always inshaAllah. Chapter 54, verse 10.
Mufti Sahib, if minors have a bank balance that's more than the zakat nisab, is zakat compulsory?
Remember that the minor got 100,000 that he inherited, or people gave them gifts, or the parents gave them. So yes, zakat is compulsory on the wealth of minors, and that is the verdict of the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, and the dalil they have is very, very strong. Hadith in Tirmidhi, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam said, Alaman wali al-tima, whosoever is the guardian of minor children, walahu malun, and as minor children they have wealth, assets, falyattajir bihi, invest it in some business, fala tatruku hatta ta'kulahu sadaqa, don't leave it, otherwise the zakat will make it give less and less. And that is hadith in Tirmidhi, therefore zakat is compulsory. 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, according to Shafi's, Malikis, Hanbalis. Hanafi Hanafi say zakat is not compulsory on the wealth of minors. When we ask the Hanafis, you must remember, then they say, Rufi al-Qalamu an Salas, the pen is removed from three categories, and Iswabiyi hatta yahtalim. He's not mukallaf, he's not given the obligations of Sharia, so therefore zakat will not be compulsory. That is a Hanafi verdict. And one il majnuni hatta yufiq, the person who's insane and made Allah forbid till he recovers. One in na'imi hatta yastayqidh, the sleeping person till he wakes up, and so forth. Speaking of this, one masla just came, and I want to mention it, because just now I will have to go into nasiha, because you spoke of minors. So therefore I just remembered it. See, in Ramadan time, lot of things happen. So sometimes people are fasting, or they were sleeping, and you must remember, when they woke up, they found the map of Malawi or Hammanskraal or South Africa or what. They experience a wet dream. So if you are fasting and you experience a wet dream, so remember, your fast is valid. Obviously ghusl and taking a bath is compulsory, so there's no problem with that, but your fast is valid. But you find many of the youngsters, you understood? So you must remember that they masturbate whilst they are fasting. So masturbating is haram, is not permissible in Islam. That's one crime already. Second one, to do so while fasting will nullify the fast is broken. Third one, qaza will be compulsory, and that you must do after the Ramadan, after Eid and so forth. And fourth one, there's no kafara, there's no that big penalty of 60 fasts. So we must remember all this. Don't spoil your fast, you youngsters. Nobody is seeing, so you busy there masturbating and so forth. So all these things, our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha used to say, Rahimallahu Nisal Ansar, Allah Ta'ala have mercy on the Ansar ladies of Medina. Ma mana'ahunna al-haya wa yatafaqahna fi al-deen. Go study our Siddiqa Aisha statements. She said, haya, shame, modesty, which a woman normally has more than men. They used to come to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ask all these intricate issues. So the haya, the shame, modesty would not prevent them from understanding the issues regarding deen. So therefore we have to explain all these issues as well. Ji.
Mufti Sahib, Jazakallah khairan for that. That brings us to the end of the Q&A session. We request Mufti Sahib to conclude with the nasiha.
First and foremost, let me make the announcement. Just now I'll forget. We thank our Hafiz Hussein Wadi, and for all the contribution he making to the Ummah and coordinating our programs there in Durban. But from next week Sunday, Hafiz Sahib will be busy with other programs. So Moana Arafat and myself will be doing Q&A on Sundays, inshallah. That is only for Sundays, so the Moana Arafat will be with me. Same time, 2 to 4. Okay, so Q&A will continue in Ramadan. Only thing will be Moana Arafat will be with me, inshallah. That's from next week Sunday. So we thank our Hafiz Wadi, mashallah. That's one. Second one is that we thank all the directors, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, his family, Allah give all of them shifa. Those who are ill and sick, Allah Ta'ala make easy for them. And our brother Hafiz Shabir Basha and his team, they have Ansar, Allah Ta'ala make easy. Allah make this Ramadan a memorable Ramadan for all of you. My brother Haji Faisal Asmal, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala make everything easy, and you become an asset to humanity as well, inshallah al-Aziz. Our brother Buti Ghani, his mother, children, family, Allah make easy for all of you. Our brother Muhammad Khan and his family as well, Maulana Ahmad Dokrat, our day family in Durban, Ahmed, Ibrahim and Aslam, mashallah, your parents. Parents, Allah make easy for everybody, and you, the entire Ummah and Muslimah. So all those, remember, three advices I want to give quickly. Number one, those who are not speaking to anybody, look at yourself in the mirror. Why are you not speaking to that person? So you'll say, yeah, he said this, he did that, he did. Everybody will blame the next person. So I'm posing a question to you. You will be fasting, you will be giving charity, you will be giving the reading Quran, but do you know all these good actions will be rejected? Why? Because Quran says so. Surah chapter 47, verses 22-23, Almighty Allah speaks of it. In tawallaytum antufsidu fil ardi wa tuqatti arhamakum. You severed the family ties. You're no more speaking with them. Speaking don't mean you have to become the best friend. Just say assalamu alaikum. When we severed ties with our uncle, auntie, brother, sister, father-in-law, mother-in-law, and you know your daughter-in-law's got so many stories, mother-in-law got more stories. Ulaika alladhina la'anahumullah. Allah curses them. For asammahum wa a'ma absarahum. Allah makes them spiritually deaf and spiritually blind. Do you really want that type of Ramadan? So our message is a message of forgiveness. Our message is a message of jiska zarf bara ho. Keep a magnanimous heart and Allah will elevate your rank. So in this world and in the year after, so you must remember, I beg you, please, you have all the phones, you have all the gadgets, you go and ask that person for forgiveness. Don't think you will become small if you did so for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, then Allah will elevate you. Remember, man tawadu'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. Where this is the humility that you do. So remember that. We don't speak to people, some dispute. Just make salam, that's all. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, utrukuma hatta yastaliha. Leave these two people, these two parties, till they reconcile. Then their actions will be accepted. So the precondition and prerequisite for the acceptance in the court of Allah is our making salam and reconciling one. Number two, put a smile on some poor person's face, Muslim, non-Muslim. Give them biscuits, give them food, give them money, give them something. So every day in life, let us do something. I am not speaking of Jamila Kala and Aisha Kala. Aisha Kala gave 6 samosas and Jamila Kala gave 7 bhajjas. That will carry on. I'm speaking of the people who are on the street. So the people who are begging, so you must remember, show them that we belong to the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who's there for the orphans? Who's there for the ones in prison? Who's there for the refugees? So this is where we come in. Show them that we are special people who belong to the ummah of rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make this intention today, everyone. At least one Quran Sharif I will make khatam of, inshallah. So may Almighty Allah accept us all for His deen. I will run down, inshallah, quickly. Next, you listen to my brother, Hafiz Yusuf Kala. And thereafter, the Asr Adhan. And thereafter, wonderful programs I see we have. In the Urdu lecture, Urdu language, prepare for Ramadan, Mufti Muhammad Ali Falahi. So that will be after the Asr Adhan. 5 o'clock, a lecture on shame and modesty by Mona Ilyas Patel. Thereafter, Maghrib Adhan, Durban time, inshallah. Thereafter, the Surah, 7 o'clock, the do's and don'ts of Ramadan by Mona Yunus Patel, rahimahullah. So that will be at 7 p.m. Then 8 o'clock, the discussion, inshallah, Mona Arafat, Mona Salim Kareem. 9 o'clock, Taqseem Rizq after the Adhan, Hazrat Mona Itishamul Akhtanwi, rahmatul alayhi, in Urdu, beautiful, inshallah al-Aziz. 10 o'clock, life in Medina Munawwara, Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki, between 10 and 11. And 11 o'clock, revival of the Sunnah of Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by our Shaykh, Hazrat Haji Farooq Saab, rahimahullah. Make dua for us, the Ummah. Allah, come on, let's all of us read before we finish up. Last line, quick. Allahumma barik lana fi Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, grant us barakah in this few days that are left of Shaban. Spare us for Ramadan. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Ya Allah, protect and preserve us for Ramadan. Wa sallim Ramadan alana, and protect Ramadan for us. No controversy, no confusion. Wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. Ya Allah, whatever we do, accept it. Jazakallah khair of his wadi. And inshallah, my brother Lucky will prepare the podcast. By 5 o'clock, inshallah, you should get it. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say shukran wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to Mufti Sahib and to you, the esteemed listeners listening to us locally as well as nationally. Until next time, inshallah, we'll be on the Q&A program. We'll be in the month of Shawwal. Until then, as Mufti Sahib mentioned, we're going to be busy with some other programs. We request your esteemed du'as. We say wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi l'ummiyyi fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
आसमां से जमीन तक यही धूम है, آسمان سے زمین تک یہی دھوم ہے آئے پیارے نبی مرحبا مرحبا آسمان سے زمین تک یہی دھوم ہے آئے پیارے نبی مرحبا مرحبا حور و غلما سبھی گنگنانے لگے حور و غلما سبھی گنگنانے لگے حور و غلما سبھی گنگنانے لگے ہر طرف تھی صدا مرحبا مرحبا آئے پیارے نبی مرحبا مرحبا آسمان سے زمین تک یہی دھوم ہے آئے پیارے نبی مرحبا مرحبا کعبے کے سارے پت جو گرنے لگی کعبے کے سارے پت جو گرنے لگے سارے ظلموں کے بادل جو چھٹنے لگے کعبے کے سارے پت جو گرنے لگے سارے ظلموں کے بادل جو چھٹنے لگے ساری دنیا پہ رحمت ساری دنیا پہ رحمت برسنے لگی ہر زبان بولوں تھا